The Prentice Alta Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
We are back here at the Cedar Bucket Restaurant as we continue the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coach's Corner. Oakland coach Thomas McDaniel couldn't be with us this morning, but Matt Gardner joins us after the Oakland Patriots season draws to a close at 6-5. And Coach, I know I heard Coach Rankin say one time that you know, there's only one team in each classification that's going to be happy with the way their season ended, and that's just par for the course, I guess. And obviously you're not very happy this morning about the way the things came to a close, but you know, that's the game of football, I guess.
Yeah, you know, we wanted to have another shot at them. You know, we thought we could go in and do some things to them. You know, of course, losing the way we did, you know, we did not play well, and they're a good football team, and that's a bad combination. You know, you were hoping, you know, you could win a game, win a round or two in the playoffs for your seniors, but you know, it just didn't work out that way. We lost some close games in the regular season this year, and then, of course, the playoff loss last night. So it was a disappointing year, but, you know, it's over. We've got to regroup. We're going to start back next week doing that and get ready for next year.
Well, that's always the task. There's not much time off for a football coach, is there?
Well, for us, we're starting to lift the underclassmen next week, so there's zero time. We're obviously not satisfied. The last 2 years have been 6-5 years back-to-back. You know, we expect more than that, and we're going to try to do better next year.
Close first quarter, you know, and this game had many of the same aspects as the game that you played there earlier this year, because I thought the defense played well, especially first quarter. But Siegel has the propensity to do something to ignite their team, and that kickoff return seemed to put their hair on fire.
You know, first quarter we're playing well. We go up 7-0. Our kids are fired up. We're feeling great. We're doing exactly what we needed to do to stay in the game and win the game. Then we kick the ball off, and they score. It's 7-7. You know, you're still in good shape. They kick it back to us. Their kickoff team runs down, knocks us down at about the 15-yard line. We're in a hole. We can't get out of it. You know, we punt to them. They get it around the 40, I guess, 35, something like that. They drive it down, kick a field goal. It's 10-7, and it remains 10-7 for a while. You know, you're thinking with about 6 minutes to go before the half, 5 minutes to go, whatever it was, if you go in at halftime 10-7, you know, you're feeling pretty good. We would have been feeling really good about that. Our kids would have too. Had a shot at winning, and then all of a sudden the wheels just fell off, which is, you know, again, instead of 10-7 at half, it's 30-7. And that's just a deficit against a great team like Siegel that you just cannot overcome.
Well, that kickoff return wasn't necessarily the biggest play of the game. And I'm not so sure. There was an intercept. You threw an interception there, gave them a short field right before the half. They did score and go up 30-7 at halftime. But to me, I think it was the second half. After you score go for the onside kick. I wouldn't say that I'd argue with that call at all, but right. When you give Siegel the short field and they score the next play, that's kind of the dagger that you deal with when you're playing.
Well, you know, you think about it. Go back to the first half for a minute. The kickoff return for a touchdown. They pin us deep. They kick a field goal. There's 10 points on against us from special teams play.
Yeah.
The interception right before the half gave them the ball basically at the 5-yard line. They score. There's 17 points out of their 30 that they have on the board. Then, of course, you know, we come out, we take the ball, we drive it, score. It's 30-13, I believe. We go for the onside kick. I loved it. Loved the call. I mean, you get that and score, it's 30-20, and you're back in the game. But we don't. Their kid made a great play on it, and then they score one play later. And now you're trading scores with them. And when you're down by 20 points, obviously you cannot trade scores with them. So. Five or six big plays there just absolutely killed us, just like in the regular season.
Yeah.
But they caused all of that. You know, that they're a good football team. You know, you can say that you messed up or caused mistakes, but they They're a good team. What can I say?
Sometimes the best defense is to keep their offense off the field. And, I really like the way you came out that first drive. You know, it's Oakland Patriot football. What you expect, you know, eat a lot of clock and get a score at the end of that. If you could have established that, the point being that keeping their offense off the field helps your defense.
Right. I mean, we could not have a consistent three and outs like we did. You know, our plan was to drive the ball, keep them off the field, and we did that some. But then we'd have an interception, or we'd turn the ball over, or we'd have a penalty that would back us up. And we stopped them for a while on defense, and then I felt like our kids got tired. They hit us on some big plays, you know, 5 minutes to go before the half and about 5 minutes after the half, the wheels seem to just fall off. And at that point, you look up and you're down by 35 points and the game's over.
We're talking to Matt Gardner this morning, Oakland assistant coach. And last night, penalties obviously didn't help your cause, took you out of a couple of series in order to keep the ball going. Penalties and turnovers, we talk about it a lot. But I think they kind of reared their ugly head for you last night in terms of keeping drives alive.
Yeah, that's been our problem all year, has been turnovers and penalties. We cut that down against Riverdale 2 weeks ago, but it came up again. We had a couple of 15-yarders that really killed us. Some drive-killing penalties on offense, some 15-yarders on defense, and, of course, turnovers. In order for us to win the game, we were going to have to play very well, be almost penalty free, turnover free, and to have a chance to beat a team like Sigel. We didn't do that, and again, that's a bad combination when you're playing a good football team.
Coach, I know you got a lot of great seniors. Well, not a lot. You've got some seniors that will not be with you anymore. And Tyson Cope made some great plays last night. Alex Vincennes has been very good for you. There are many other seniors, but the great thing about Oakland Patriot football is that you're not talking about graduating 30 or 40 seniors.
Right. We had some seniors step up last night. We had some that played hard. It meant something to them. It killed them to lose the game. And again, you hate that you're one and done in the playoffs, because you want your seniors to experience the playoffs. It gets sweeter every round. We've not had the opportunity to do that the last 3 years. We're going to miss some of our seniors.
Some kids that are coming back. I can't wait to see what another 9 months in the weight room is going to do to Austin Barrett. I mean, he had 65 tackles, I think, going into the game, and he was wreaking havoc over the whole district all year. He's just one kid that comes to mind, but you've got many that are going to come back and contribute.
We've got a lot of up-and-coming seniors. We're going to have, I guess, 8 or 9 back on both sides of the ball. And we're going to start that rebuilding process next week when we get them in the weight room, get them on the track, get them in the indoor, and get ready and get ready to play, and hopefully have a better year than we've had the last couple of years.
So Ken Hartsfield out, the Oakland Middle coach. I guess he was on the sidelines last night. And what a remarkable thing to happen to Oakland High School in athletics is to have that middle school right across the way. And I know that's starting to pay dividends. They won the whole thing this year, came very close, and maybe some people said should have been in it last year. You're starting to see some of that talent trickle into your program now.
Yeah, Kit, of course, we coached Kit in high school. Kit's done a great job over at the middle school. He's a good football coach. They've had some great teams there the last 2 or 3 years. He's started the building block for us. You know, the thing is, those kids are feeling a sense of loyalty to Oakland because they're playing at Oakland Middle and they get to go to Oakland High School. So I think we've got some young kids coming up. I think we can turn this thing around and definitely be better than 6-5.
There's a lot to be said about that. I won't tell you where my kid goes to school. You may come across the table.
Nah.
But the fact that they get that in middle school, I think it builds school pride 3 years earlier, you know. And I think it's going to be a big help to Oakland High School. I think you're going to see some of those benefits.
Yeah, I think so. You know, they're right across the street from us. They play their games on Tuesday nights there at Oakland. And yeah, it's you know, they feel like they're a part of Oakland football before they ever arrive. So that's a good thing.
Matt, I didn't mean to. I'm going to ask this anyway. Who keeps up with Matt Snow?
Who keeps up with Matt Snow? Well, that's a good question. We all do. He's a good friend of mine. He's a good guy. So, what do you want to ask about Matt?
I just wondered who keeps up with him because he's a hard guy to keep up with. But you got a lot of great guys. I know that coaching staff is awfully tight. Good friends, not only at school but off the field, and kind of a close family. And when things like this happen in family, you come back and try to figure out a way to fix it. And I know that's what's on the mind right now, even today, about what can we do to make 2013 a better year.
Right. I mean, we all the guys that I've coached with, we've been a part of teams that you know, of course 6-5. I mean, that's not what any of us want. You know, the guys you coach with, you know, that we're not happy. So it'll get worked out, and hopefully we can have a better year.
Well, tell Coach McDaniel thanks for coming in. Appreciate you filling in a couple of times, and as long as you come in and not Matt Snow. No, I better not say that. He's going to get. I remember our old softball days from Riverdale. When
he was okay. Coming in. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Appreciate you coming in, Coach, as always, and good luck here in the off season. This is where seasons are won and lost, isn't it?
Yes, sir. And it starts probably Monday of next week.
Sounds good. We look forward to it, and we'll see you around during some basketball too.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you
for having me.
Yes, sir. That is Matt Gardner joining us here at the Cedar Bucket Restaurant. Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coach's Corner will roll on here in just a second as John Dinkins has conversation with Eagle Bowl Coach Steve Carson next here on WGNS.